Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Turn the heat up! What do you mean?
You don't have the buttons on max. Turn them on max!
Ah, oh, gotta have the heat in the studio. Woo! Gotta have the heat in the car, the truck, whatever you're driving. Good to have you along. Hey, welcome to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Turn the heat up. Oh, you have? Are you happy? Question of the week right here on Auto World. Are you happy with the heater in your Auto World? And you know what your Auto World is all those vehicles you have in your driveway, in your garage, of course. Double car garage, that means you have two cars. You might have one sitting outside just in case those break down. Seems like all of us have an extra backup type of automobile, just in case the main driver breaks. Is there anything wrong with that? No. The insurance companies sure like it. Oh, yeah, that premiums just keep coming in. It's kind of like an auction. I believe I paid... Oh, what did I pay? I think it was the highest I ever paid back as a teenager on my first car. In Boise, Idaho, yes, I've been in Boise, Idaho, where I'm broadcasting right now. Folks, welcome into the Auto World Plaza in the Greasy Garage Studio. Good to have you along. I'm sitting in my Dodge Viper seat right here in the 6x6, because we've got bumpers, and you're all hooky-bobbing along with me. Thank you. Usually I have you sit in the, you know, shotgun up in the passenger seat with me, but today we're hooky-bobbing. Okay, you can drive now. No, you can't. I'm the guy driving behind the microphone. Look at that. The microphone temperature looks like it's 110. Whew, a lot of hot air. Well, here today on Auto World, good to have you along. Sony, no baloney? Remember those days? Well, Sony, my friends, yes, knows electric, don't they? I know a lot of you might have Sony still in your house. You might even have still a Sony stereo radio in your automobile. We're going to go down and find out what this Sony no baloney is this hour. Of course, here on Auto World. And also, I have a trivia question out there that we need to get answered. Second hour, we had Sonny from Florida calling in. Brr, he had 29 degrees in Florida this morning, he said. That's cold. Phew. That's why we're going to be giving you here on Auto World today some winter tips and tricks to get your car warm. Yes, this is Auto World. I'm not going to give you any tricks and tips about your home furnaces, but, you know, truthfully, the Auto World car truck tips for your heater could be probably the same for your house. So stay tuned for that. Listen up. Get your listen on. And this hour, I'm going to give you, we're counting down from number 10, which we've been 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Well, right now, this third hour, we're going to be talking about, you've been looking for a new car. Well, I've got 10 to avoid. 10 new cars to avoid. We're going to share with you, we've gone through the list, first, second hour. Now the third hour is going to give you 3, 2, and 1. Counting up to number 1 of the vehicle most to avoid. Right here on Auto World. And at the end of the program, at the very, very end, it's a permanent feature right here on Auto World. A word with Mark. Now with that said, there's a lot of words with Mark, as you know, 3 hours worth, but this one is just one word. So stay tuned for that at the very end. Of course, we always have trivia throughout all of the hours of Auto World, but most of all, you are the star. We're going to share with you today also your emails. I'm going to this first segment, we're going to go into the email bag because Eddie, the engine emailer here, he's back in the studio. He is in charge of your emails. He's got a big Santa Claus type bag that he's hanging on to right now. You're looking good. You're looking good, Eddie. Eddie, the engine emailer, is in charge of your emails. So what this means, folks, I ask you to email me right now as we are live from Boise, Idaho. I want you to email me right now if you would like, right here, right now, RHRN, and or when you want to. That means that you and I never really know when your car, truck, your auto world breaks or gives you a challenge. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Put a 911 in front of it if you need my help now. I'm an ASC-certified master technician, an appraiser in appraisal values, body shop. When I say ASC, stands for Automotive Service Excellence. Been in the auto world, actually, for over 40 years. So I can help you with what you might need about the cracked windshield, why is it leaking, all the way down to, yes, I'm certified in welding, all types of welding. In fact, you have to know what kind of welder to use in order to weld what metal you're trying to weld. Can't use a gas oxygen acetylene welder on a, well, cast iron. No, you need to braze it. So there you go. Can help you. I'm here for you each and every day. We've got some great Auto World affiliates. That's an Auto World AW affiliate family. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the affiliates for taking Auto World, and we're growing AM and FM side. That's what it's all about. And because I can never help too many people, folks. So your emails come in. Eddie, the engine emailer, he takes them and puts them and he sorts them and he says, these are 911s. He puts them in front of me right now and also absolutely through the week. Now, looking at how many I ask you to do this and you answer and thank you, looks like, now, just so all of you are wondering, well, he hasn't answered my email yet. Folks, I'm going to get to it. And it looks like we're going to be finishing and getting to all of everybody's emails probably pretty close to the middle of Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
See, I'm promising you that right now. So with that said, hand me the bag, Eddie, the engine emailer. Let's get to the emails.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. I'm going to jump in, both arms this time.
These are all, there's one. God, I'm crumpling all the emails up. He prints them out and puts them on paper, and then I dig in there and just crumple them all up. Here's one. These are all new to me. That's why I like doing it. It's fresh for me. You can call it Stump the Chump. Because it's new to me. You might be asking me something that I might be scratching my head on. There's not much hair left to scratch. Looks like I can read it. If you don't want me to read your email on the air, just say, no, don't read it, but please help me. This one looks like I can read, so we're going to read it. Okay, this is, help, AW. My buns are cold. Okay. Hey, Mark, what do I do with my non-working driver's seat warmer heater pad? Heat seat warmers, question mark. I drive a Honda CR-V, bought it new from the dealer, great vehicle. But now I'm starting to see and feel some problems. My driver's seat is not getting warm anymore. I checked all the fuses and they look good. The lights on the buttons are on. What do I do now? I enjoy your show from Salt Lake City, Utah, listening on AM 1640. Well, let's do a shout-out. Woo, a shout-out. A shout-out to our great affiliate. There's our shout-out horn. Great affiliate there in Salt Lake City. KBJA, AM 1640, Ogden, Provo, Sandy, Salt Lake City, Utah. And, of course, all of you in between all the cities, good to have you along. Appreciate it. And he says, thanks, Brady. Well, Brady, thank you for bringing this in to bringing all of us to Salt Lake City. How cold is it in Salt Lake City? We got 29 down in Florida. We got 30 in Boise, Idaho. Whew. Brady, your seat warmer on your driver's seat. Yes, it is got, if the buttons are showing, the light buttons are on the buttons, that's good. But you don't have any heat. That means the mat that's underneath the upholstery on your driver's seat is crushed. It's just basically a fiber optic type of wire. And from sitting on it, like you said, your buns are cold. Well, your buns, the weight of your body has crushed the fiber optic wires in that mat. And in order to fix it, you got to pull the upholstery off and put a new mat in. Brady, thank you. Appreciate it. Salt Lake City, we're going to get your buns warm. We're going to take a little short break on our first break here of this third hour, and we'll be coming back with more of your emails, and we're going to find out what this Sony? No baloney. What is it? Oh, that baloney is good.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let the good times roll. Let me knock you in the ground.
We're doing it, all of us. Thanks for joining in to Auto World, because the good times are rolling because of you being here. I'm your host, Mark Evans. You're listening to Auto World. Hopefully you got another little box full of popcorn there on the break, and now we're getting your fingers all greased up. Yes. Oily. Oily, that's right. Broadcasting here from the Greasy Garage Studio in the Auto World Plaza, and we are greased up with butter. Oh, yeah. What is Auto World, you ask? For your first-time listeners, of course. Well, it's the official ASE-certified high-octane turbocharged, supercharged, chrome-plated, pearl-painted, tire-burning, nitrous-smelling radio podcast internet TV talk show. That's who we are. It's for you. America's automobile enthusiast show, folks. Interactive, informative in all things. Automotive. Coming up, we're going to be talking about Sony and no bologna? Have you ever had a bologna sandwich? Do you like it? A lot of you might buy Spam and put that on there and call that bologna. That's Spam! This is not a bologna commercial, but we're going to get down to the Sony no bologna here a little bit later after the hard break and find out what Sony's up to when it comes to electrical. Uh-oh. Right now, though, we do have an answer on the trivia question. The trivia question here on Auto World is, the most popular car color in the United States for 2019 is what color? Again, the most popular car color in the United States for 2019 is what color? We've had a guess of red or dark maroon, and we have an email that came in from Doug. Doug's listening to us. He says, I listened to Auto World Mark on Saturday, delayed, and then I go to GCNlive.com to listen to you live on Sundays. Well, thank you, Doug. I appreciate that. I salute you, my friend. Thank you for following and staying up. I really do. It means a lot to me, and that's how you do it, folks. GCNlive.com, just hunt for Auto World. And or you can actually go just Google me, Mark Evans, Auto World, or Auto World Mark Evans. Doug has the answer. He says the most popular color in 2019 is the same as probably today, Doug says, from Richland, Washington. Before I get to his answer, let's do a shout-out. Woo! A shout-out to our great affiliate there, KFLD AM870, Richland, Kennewick, Pasco, Washington. Love. And everyone in between the towns and all that area, thank you, all of you. Appreciate that. Good size wattage on AM870 KFLD, Richland, Connecticut, Kennewick, and Pasco, Washington. And Doug says, it's white. Doug, you're right. You're right. It is white. White was the most popular color in the United States for 2019, was found on more cars and trucks, folks, back in 2019 than ever before. Now, you know, you ask yourself, go around, drive around the streets as we all do, and take a look when you're stopped at the stop sign, well, at the stop light, because you're going to wait for about 22 minutes anymore, it seems like. Anyway, I think the longest period, that's some good trivia I need to dig into, the crew here, all of us, so we need to dig into that and find out what the longest period of time is. What's the average period of time that we all sit in stoplights? I'm going to raise my hand and say I think it's half our life. But anyway, take a look around you and see what color you see the most of. I think I know why it was white back in 2019, and Doug, you might be right. White might be the most, I don't know, but Doug, you might be right that white could be the most favorite color today. You know why I think it's white? I don't have a lot of information about back in 2019 why it was white, but my opinion is it does not look dirty. No, no dirt shows up. What color shows up the dirt the most? Black and red. Yep. Red, of course, oxidized faster than black, believe it or not. The pigments in the red paint, the pores are wider and open farther than black, causing the sun to come in and bleach it. See, I learn a lot just being in the auto world. That's why you're here, too. I want to make sure that each and every hour we have something for one of you, each and every one of you, even your neighbor. Call your neighbor, which you have. Thank you. So tune into Auto World with Mark Evans, and we'll always try to get something there for you to take home with you. As we've been talking about, now this hour I'm going to get to the Sony no bologna, but also we're going to be talking about three cars are left on the list of Well, if you're looking at buying a new car, I've shared with you, well, what is that, 7 out of 10, 10 to avoid. This hour we're going to get to 3, 2, and 1. You're going to find out the 3 that are the worst. Just avoid them, period. But right now, let's share with you some of the Barrett Jackson 50th anniversary from Scottsdale, Arizona that was just happening this last week. You like Ford Broncos? You've been looking at maybe buying one? Well, you just might, because here's what happened down at Barrett Jackson. A 1976 Ford Bronco sold for $150,000. That's right. A 1976 Ford Bronco sold for $150,000. Here's the difference between the price between a 76 and a 66. A 1966 Ford Bronco, folks, it was light gray, $250,000. Wow, that's a $100,000 difference. Ford Bronco. Now, you got to remember that pretty much all these automobiles, at Barrett Jackson, you have to have your vehicle accepted by them, so they do an inspection and all that. But, yes, these Broncos were pristine, in perfect shape, absolutely. Do you ever watch the show Overhauling with Chip Foos? I met Chip Foos many, many, many years ago. Of course, his dad, of course, has passed. But he was around his dad building cars all his life, and they started the Overhauling show with Chris Jacobs. Happy birthday, Chris. It's his birthday here, I believe, today or yesterday. And happy birthday to you, Chris. The very first car of Overhauling, the very first car that they picked from this gentleman, what that show's all about is they have people, all of us can send maybe dad's mom's car or uncle's car, whoever's car that they've been wanting to build but just haven't had the time and or the money to build it. You send your email off, pictures of the car that's not finished and all that, and then Chip and their crew picks it and then decides let's grab Mary's car and fix and get dad's car, Mary's husband's car back up to looking beautiful. Well, the very first car of Overhauling was sold at Barrett Jackson for $240,000. What was it? A 1971 Chevrolet Chevelle. We're going to come back with more popcorn butter all over my hands. Hopefully you got some too. Get some popcorn. We'll be right back with some winter tips and tricks.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are nearing agreement on sanctions against Russia over its massing of troops near the border with Ukraine in feared invasion. The U.S. promising to put Moscow on the defensive at the U.N. Security Council. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield on ABC's This Week saying our voices are unified in calling for the Russians to explain themselves.
Part of the reason we're calling for this meeting on Monday is one more opportunity to find a diplomatic way out.
Sunday, another day of major flight delays after the nation's northeast states were walloped by a massive winter storm. FlightAware reporting 1,500 flights canceled in and out of the U.S. and more than 2,300 delays. Tens of thousands without power. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for something different to experience with friends, family, or coworkers? How about the world of whiskey? Jeff Borker here from the Classic Dram, and we know whiskey can be a bit intimidating at first, but with the right guidance, it's a blast to explore. Let us put together an expert-certified whiskey event for your group, and we don't even have to be in the same room to do it. Regardless of your whiskey experience, we can organize and lead your group through a virtual whiskey tasting right in our very own Zoom online speakeasy. Now, these events are great for birthdays, anniversaries, or corporate get-togethers, or just celebrating time with friends. Now, a number of packages are available, and we can customize the experience just for you. Visit us today at theclassicdram.com, or shoot us an email at info@theclassicdram.com. Let 2022 mark the start of your personal whiskey journey, and remember, come for the spirits and stay for the experience. Cheers, all.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Pleasure to have you join me each and every week. Sometimes I will promise you that from the Greasy Garage Studio right here from in Auto World's world, from Boise, Idaho in the Auto World Plaza, the Greasy Garage Studio, you know, we call it that because of the popcorn butter. The grease all everywhere. Oh, yeah. I try to keep it off the mic because our Jenner, Loudmouth Jay, he does not like to have grease on the microphone. Welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. A little trivia for you before we go right into the fun of the baloney. In 1957, first cars fitted with twin double headlights, that's four headlights, are the Lincoln and Cadillac models. Lincoln and Cadillac models. Lincoln would be Ford. Cadillac would be what? General Motors. 1957, four headlights. My dad said back in the day, many years back, you know, some of you, of course, are that generation. And that means that, well, Mark, he said, now why would I want power windows? There's more things there to break. Because that was the borderline between hand-cranking windows and power windows. In his opinion, he did not want the power windows because there's more things to break. Well, today, power windows are just basically habit. Power door locks, air conditioning. I could go on forever. Oh, did I say power outside mirrors that are heated? Oh, we are spoiled. Yes, talking about being spoiled, it's time now to talk about Sony.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say, 'cause Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G. GMA.
That's perfect. Remember the days of what Sony used to have for their tagline? Sony, no baloney. Well, guess what? Sony Vision S, the entertainment giant, looks to build an electric car, folks. Yes, the electric car Sony. Of course, as you know, they know electrical. So here's another option for you when you're out looking for electric cars. Sony will likely create and sell electric vehicle after it forms a Sony Mobility subsidiary company in the spring, coming your way. Sony exhibited a prototype SUV, the Sony Vision S, at Las Vegas at CES this last year. The announcement may put Sony ahead of the other tech companies thinking about the car business, folks, notably Apple as well as Google. Why? Today's automobiles have become electric devices on wheels, and that seems a perfect opportunity for Sony. The Vision S would integrate the capabilities of the Sony PlayStation 5 console. Sony also has expertise in designing car audio systems for manufacturing. The manufacturers love Sony. So do you. The stereo. Now, does this mean that, do you have a Sony PlayStation 5 console? Oh, a lot of you are nodding at your heads. Oh, my goodness, six rows here in the Auto World Plaza. They're all nodding their heads. There's only one of you. Which one do you have? Nintendo? Okay, you got Nintendo and the rest of you have Sony. Well, there you go. You'll be driving your car with a joystick thinking it's a Sony PlayStation like a game. Barring any change of heart, Sony that would likely lead us to produce a vision of the Vision S7, Sony will position themselves as a creative entertainment company to redefine mobility, folks. Yep. Today's PlayStation, Sony. Have they figured it out? They feel they figured it out, the PlayStation. They're going to put it in the 2022 version of the Vision S electric car. They're looking at coming down the road with EVs, with an EV car for you. Sony is. And would you be proud to have the logo of Sony up on your bonnet, your hood, your grill work, rather than the T for Tesla? Sony, an SUV that's all electric. Based upon the whole entire dash, folks, is literally electric screens. It has 40 sensors that are installed inside and outside of the vehicle to monitor safety. Look to see two versions of the Vision S concepts. They're going to be giving you two of them. To keep abreast of the technology, 2023 or this year, of course, later vehicle would need a level 3, they say, to be keeping up with the speed of the laws on the road today. They're also talking about maybe an autonomous car, which means that there's zero joystick, zero steering wheel. The infotainment center that's in this Sony EV car will blow your socks off. Coming your way, it looks like it's a four-door SUV, as they stated, and that the challenge of finding a manufacturing this car basically is one of their toughest things to do today. As we all know, supply and parts are tough to get. But this is no secret. Sony Mobility subsidiary companies coming your way this spring. The model is the Sony Vision S, two versions. And, of course, as you know, there's been rumors about Apple bringing a car, and that's why they're saying that they're going to beat out, in the car business, Apple and also Google. We will soon find out. How do they rate how they beat another company? Is that the amount of numbers that you and I buy? We sold this many and they did not? Good question. I always want your opinion right here on Auto World about what your opinion of these electric cars are, the EV world, and now you have Sony to pick from. Sony? No baloney? I wonder if they'll bring that tagline back. I think not. Of course, I don't know. I'm just Mark Evans here at Auto World. I want your opinion at all times. The email address is for that, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Phone number, since 1992, 855 888-660-4261. Don't forget Facebook Messenger. My address on Facebook, got two of them. One of them is my name, Mark Evans, not trying to hide. And the other one is, go ahead, please do, go over there to Auto World Radio on Facebook, and we will definitely have some fun there. We do, we do, we do. Now it is time. Oh, we've got, maybe we'll get started on this email, and as soon as we get into the email bag, Eddie, the engine emailer, he's still in the studio, thank you. Hand me the email bag, please, thank you. Oh, it's so heavy. I'm digging in. I'm going to get one before the break. There's one. I can't hardly read the thing. Oh, yeah, here's an email, Brett, before the break. We'll read it, and then I'll go on, and we'll see what we can do to help. Looks like I can read it. Yes, Anne. Okay, Anne. Emailing you from Lawrence, Massachusetts on a cold evening. Well, let's do a shout-out. Woo! Shout-out to WNNW 102.9 FM, Lowell, Haverhill, Andover, Lawrence, Massachusetts. Thank you. Shout out to them. There's our shout out horn. Before we go to break, we're going to take a little short break. When we come back, we're not only going to wipe off my hands and get the butter off my hands from the popcorn, but we're going to help Ann in Massachusetts with her, oh, she's got a window defogger problem. We'll get it fixed. Thanks for joining me. We'll be right back.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Well, I asked an old truck driver about life out on the road, if he does a lot of singing when he's bringing in his load. If there's a pretty waitress crying for him every 100 miles, if he gets a lot of loving, if he has a lot of smiles. And I asked him if those trucking songs tell about a life like his. He said, if you want to know the truth about it, here's the way it is. All I do is drive, 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 try to stay alive, keep my mind on my load, keep my eye upon the road. I got nothing in common with any man who's home every day at 5. All I do is drive, 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 drive.
Good to have you back,
drive,
folks. Drive. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans, driving you down the Auto World Road. Good to have you here. Of course, Hooky Bobbin with me today. Usually you're in the riding shotgun, but today we're Hooky Bobbin, hanging on to that back bumper of this 6x6. Well, I got an email here out of the email bag from Eddie, the engine emailer that's sitting in the studio now. Thank you, Eddie, for taking care of the emails. Absolutely, here on Auto World. And this email, I'll start back over again, emailing you from Lawrence, Massachusetts, on a cold evening, always listening to you for advice. Thank you. Appreciate that. Listening to me on our local station, WNNW FM 102.9. Shout out to WNNW FM 102.9 in Lowell and Haverhill, Andover, Lawrence, Massachusetts. And says here, I have a quick question about my rear window defogger. It only melts half the frost on the glass, the lower part of the glass. So I have to get out and scrape the top part so I can see. What causes this problem, and do I have to replace my whole entire glass to get my defogger to work? Thanks, Mark. Ann in Massachusetts. Ann, thank you. I know you've got snow up the caboozy here. Is that the best word to say? I think I just made that up. Hopefully you don't get any blisters on your hands, Ann, from shoveling all that snow in Massachusetts. But it is wintertime. And I want to get this defogger fixed so you don't have to get out and scrape and all. It is a good feature to have a defogger on the back windows. And what that is, Ann, is just basically glass with wire in it. The wire, it's not in the glass. It's on the inside of the glass. It's when they built that, they stick this wire. And as you know, it's a snake that goes from top to bottom and all that. Electrical wires go back to those wires and plug in. So, and I want to make sure, just open up your back area there, lift the hatch lid, and if it's a coupe and your trunk and the glass is fixed and the trunk opens separately, you're going to have to get in the back seat and look. All I want you to look for in is to make sure I want to make sure the defogger light is on the button first, and that tells me I have power going back to that wire that's plugged into the wire that's in the glass, or on the outside stuck to the glass. So go back, take a look, just make sure that little, it's usually on the driver's side, and it's a little male prong with a female prong, and it just pushes onto the male tab there. Make sure that's plugged in, and if you want to, Ann, truthfully, I do know that it's plugged in, first off. And I'm trying to help everybody here, so everybody that has a rear defogger can listen up and listen on and do the same type of tests. And since you have you stated that the bottom is melting and the top is not, that means that the wire that's stuck to the glass, the little snake rear defogger wire, is broke right there. At one section on the lower half, and it stopped. The electricity resistance stopped going through the wire that's on the glass to get that wire's warm. See, the resistance is warm, causing the glass to get warm, causing the frost to melt, the snow, the ice, etc. So, as you ask here, do I have to replace the whole entire glass? Yes, you do. We cannot pull that sticky wire off the glass and put new rear defogger wire back on. So, you didn't give me the year, make, and model and all, but I do know that you can call your glass company just like you do your windshield and just tell them you need a rear glass for your make and model, and you can also say, I need a rear, the rear glass, but I want rear defogger in it. And they'll say, oh, yeah. And they'll probably ask you before you even tell them, does it have a rear defogger? And you'll say, yes. And you'd be amazed. As low as I've heard the prices of these rear defogger glasses for a lot of the cars, liftbacks that is, $90 installed. So it's pretty cheap. I mean, if you're living in Massachusetts, you do need a rear window defogger. And thank you, appreciate you, from Lawrence, Massachusetts, listening to us here on Auto World on WNNW FM 102.9. I do appreciate it. Thank you. Send me back an address that I can send you some gifts out, okay? And we will get you some detailed gifts. And I got some glass cleaner for you, too, that won't hurt those wires in the rear glass. That's what it's all about right there. Now it is time, before the garage door goes down here on Auto World, for the week, we've got to get to. If you're looking for a new car, folks, I've got 10 to avoid. We've got the last three and the last three. Let's start from number three and go all the way up to number one. Number three, the Chevrolet Trax. Rated mid-pack among the subcompact SUVs at the eighth position. So this is all from Consumer Reports. CR's track testing rate, it's average. Reliability is said to be much better than average. Yet owner satisfaction, big word, you weren't satisfied. In fact, it states, Consumer Reports says, satisfaction in this car is in the toilet. Ah, flush, whoosh. Yep, this model, cheaply cobbled from the underwhelming built price like the Sonic. The Chevrolet Sonic, Well, they're saying it's underwhelming, the way it's designed and how it's built to the price that they're charging. That's the Trax, the Chevrolet Trax. It's a disposable car. It's a forgettable appliance. Yep, those are some of the words that Consumer Reports is saying about. Rock hard cabin materials, noisy, cost cutting, no. That was number three, Chevrolet Trax. Number two spot is the Ford Echo Sport. Subcompact, cute, ute. It made the list, ones to avoid. Yep. According to CR, Consumer Reports, reliability is worse than average and owner satisfaction is much worse than average. Oh, yeah. The Echo Sport drives more like a sporty car than a dull SUV. Goofy styling, teeny-looking wheels. Really? And they state that it's, well, you, the people that did take the poll and sent them in to Consumer Reports, says it's hard driving and hard sitting and not comfortable. Now, what we've all been waiting for is the number one spot on cars to avoid is the Toyota CHR. The least satisfying car you can buy is a Toyota CHR, folks. Yep, enthusiasts, all of you, the owners, sent these reports in, too. Consumer Reports, yep. It's a lack of all-wheel drive, of course, slow in pace with all their others in its same class. It's quite loud, as they state here. It's horrendous. In the rear, side visibility is horrible. Reliability, though, is average. Owner satisfaction is much worse than average. Oh, what a feeling. The Toyota is number one of cars to avoid here on NN Auto World. There you go. Appreciate it, folks. Now it's time for...
And now it's time for A Word with Mark.
Yes, and this week the word is cold. Cold is the word this week. Folks, say something nice. Compliment your partner. Compliment your relatives. Compliment your neighbor. Compliment your best friend. Go out of your way to do it. It'll warm you up on the inside, causing the outside to be even warmer. And make sure that you wear and buy and purchase the best of the best when it comes to gloves, hat, and of course, long johns. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Drive safe and motor on. We'll see you next week.
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Set a spell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now. Here.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.